Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, Britton is not feeling great today, but apparently we are back for another episode. I'm going to be honest, I have no clue what we're about to talk about because Dad was like, you know what? I think I want to interview you. What about? I do not know. So
yes, here's what I want to do. I want the world to know the Briley I know. That is so special and so unique. Because you and Britton are doing this podcast. I'm going to do another one of these with Britton.
Yeah.
So hopefully she won't see this before it.
We should not tell her.
We won't tell her. I'll try to find another one where I can record one with her.
Yeah.
But I want the world to know who you are. So let's talk a little bit about Briley. Let's take Briley on the open road and open her up and just see who she is and what she is about and how she thinks. So, don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why do you worry?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think I worry because I don't know. Like, I worry about things that I don't know the outcome for, if that makes sense. So if it's something that I don't
know
how...
What do you know the outcome for?
So I worry about everything. No, I don't know. But I think if it's like a situation where I don't know what tomorrow's going to... Well, I never know what tomorrow's going to look like. So this is why I worry.
Okay, here's my question. Okay, so some things people don't know about you.
Okay.
You've just started playing golf.
Yes.
Right? So you don't know how a shot is going to turn out.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the shot?
Not really. It's just annoying.
Even though you're brand new to the game.
Yeah.
Everyone around you should be worried about the shot, right? Because it could go anywhere. Uh-huh. But you are...
Or it could take 4 hours or it's supposed to take an hour.
Yes. It could take a little while because it is a... Briley is learning the game. And so watch out. It's hard because I've played golf since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Which is, it's been a minute, right? Since I've been seven. So mm-hmm. I've played a lot of golf. I worked at golf courses growing up. And so I was like, hey, I hope my kids one day want to play golf. You showed some interest this year. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, let's go play. And you haven't been playing since you were 7 years old.
No.
And it shows, but it's okay. Okay. It's okay.
It's because when we're together, then it just makes me look bad. So,
right. So
if I play with somebody else that's bad, I look pretty good.
I don't know that. Okay.
No.
So you just,
I don't look good at all. Why are we doing this?
You just need to surround yourself with people that are worse than you at everything.
Okay.
Is that what you think in life? Is that how you
No.
Okay. So here's what you're picking up the game pretty well. You're we can talk about your sister that she also wants to play the game.
We have very different perspectives or very different approaches to the game because I feel like I'm good actually with patience.
Yes. I mean, you are a very patient person.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I will say. I was very proud of you for being so patient.
Thank you.
Because the people in our family, the other two people of the four of us, don't seem to do well.
I get the patience from you. Yeah,
I think you and I are very similar in that way.
Uh-huh.
The other two people in our family,
they tend to not be as patient.
They tend to not be as patient. So they have a little bit, I like to say they run hot, right?
Yeah.
They just run hot. So their emotions are just big.
No matter what it is. If they're really happy, then they're like really
the
happy.
The best to be around.
But then if they're really mad, then like... You don't
want to
be around.
The worst to be around.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so translating that to the golf game, here's what I just wonder. Because as you are learning to play the game of golf, you are patient and you're persistent. You're doing well. You're doing well learning it. Just want to say that to the millions of viewers we have, millions of listeners. Yes. That,
that
you're
tuning
doing,
in to hear about me.
You're doing great on the playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
So the question though is, why are you not worried about where the next shot's going to go, and yet you're worried about things in life that you don't know the outcome of either? So you say, "Well, I don't." It's just because I don't know the outcome. You don't know the outcome of a golf shot either, and yet you still just keep doing it.
That's true.
You're fine with it. I don't know. I'm just curious.
I don't know because like the golf ball, it's not. I mean, I guess it does affect you. It affects the game, but like it doesn't affect me in my life if I don't. if it doesn't go the direction I want it to go, it's just not going to be a good game.
Okay, so the stakes game are ends. Higher. Okay.
So like if it's something that's going to be a big decision, or like if I'm choosing whether to, I don't know a good example at the moment, but like if I'm choosing this college or this college, mm-hmm. if that's something that I would worry about, like that's a decision that's actually going to affect me in the future.
Okay.
Like the golf ball is going to affect me for possibly like 5 hours, depending on how long the game is.
Right.
But then after that, it's like, okay.
Okay. But so the stakes are higher mm-hmm. in life rather than in a game.
Yeah.
Right. Is that kind of what? Okay. So the stakes are high. Also, people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been producing this show now for a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and here's what the people want to know. They want to know things about you. And so one of the questions that we keep getting mm-hmm. emails about is, what is Briley about? What do you do? Because
people are actually asking you that, or yes, do you make that
people,
up?
No. No, people are actually asking. They want to know. The world wants to know, what is it Briley does? What gets her up in the morning? What gets her going? What does she do in the day? Like, what does your day look like? What do you do?
Well, on a regular weekday, I wake up and take my sister to school. So I'm driving now. That's a
driving.
whole new world. But yep.
And you're new to that as well.
Yes.
Much like golf.
Okay. But the driving has gotten better.
The driving has gotten better. The golf has gotten better.
Okay. I mean, the golf has gotten better. The driving's gotten better. Driving yeah. was a process, but I think I'm like a little more ready for it now because I was honestly kind of scared to get my license. One of my right. biggest fears is getting in a car wreck. So that was, and you're like driving, there's always a chance right. you could get in a wreck. Yeah. But I think.
That's why we practiced a lot.
Yeah. And because I turned 16, but then we moved. Right. So I was not ready to get it. I was not used to the roads and everything. So when I finally did, like earlier this summer, I think I was more ready.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so I drive Britton to school in the mornings mm-hmm. and then I go to school for 7 hours a day. And
this is the greatest 7 hours of your life every
yeah,
day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out teachers.
Okay. So then usually
you got great teachers.
Yeah. Well, right now I actually do. I have.
I've always had great teachers. What are you doing?
Okay. So
your former teachers are watching this thing.
Okay. Well, I've always had great teachers, but yeah. it's the classes that sometimes I'm not a fan of.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. fair. That's
yeah.
fair. Classes like
I take a lot of
what?
like
what's a fun class?
I usually take. Okay. My fun classes are journalism and singers is okay. what I'm doing right now. And journalism.
Hang on just a second. Singers. You said singers, like you are singing.
Singers. Yeah, it's like a group of singers, but like a big choir.
So one of your classes, you just sing.
Yes. That's all we do.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a tough one.
Okay. No, I didn't mean that was tough. I take like certain AP classes and those are tough.
Okay.
But usually
AP,
like this semester.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolute priority.
This semester, you're not funny.
I don't.
That was not funny at all.
I don't know what AP means. What does AP
Advanced
mean?
Advanced placement. So
okay.
it's like.
Okay. I see it. Listen, I see it. I get the emails, okay, from your school.
Yes.
It's like, oh, Briley's got an AP class. And I'm like, awesome. Nobody's yeah. ever told me what AP means.
Advanced placement. So like
sure.
for AP classes though versus dual enrollment, AP you're doing like a lot of work preparing to take a test. And if you do really well on the test, then you could get college credit for it, which is what I'm trying to do before okay. college so that hopefully college would be cheaper.
Let's be honest.
Or less work.
There's a reason I don't know what this is. Because
you didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
You were probably a C student and you turned out just fine.
I turned out
so
just
actually,
fine.
I'm going to go drop all my AP classes.
I turned out just fine.
I'm going to go drop all of those. But no, I yeah. have one of those this semester, which isn't too bad.
Okay.
I don't love that it's in the fall because we don't test till the spring. So I'm going to have to like actually remember stuff. But I have that
sure,
class.
Sure, because that's the way AP classes work and I know that.
I have that class in the morning yeah. and then I go to journalism, which right now it's like kind of beginning of the year. So we haven't really gotten into the like core part of that yet, but we work on the yearbook a lot. So that's fun. Okay. And we get to.
What's the yearbook about? Like what would the theme be?
I can't tell you.
I tried.
I would get fired from the journalism team, but we would work on the yearbook.
That must be a strict team because I've tried to get that out of you several
it's
times.
It's very strict and I'm not even telling my dad. So
yeah.
Yeah. So shout out if my journalism teacher's listening to that.
Yeah.
But no, so we do that. And like often, like sometimes we'll interview people for either writing articles or writing parts of the newspaper, newspaper yearbook. So we work on that and we take a lot of pictures. So that's kind of like a fun class because I don't really know what I want to do.
What do you take pictures of?
Everything. So like me and my friend went to take.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we do different ones because like, some people cover athletic stuff. Some people go and take pictures of people in classrooms. So the only one I've covered so far is a golf match, because I'm not playing on the golf team yet. I'm not good enough for that yet.
Okay.
But we went to take pictures of a golf match, and me and my friend got lost. But we were driving our little golf cart around. I need to get her on the podcast, because then me and her can talk about that.
Yes, yes.
I won't spoil anything. But me and her on a golf cart together, like, there was no sense of direction at all. but it was fun. I do like taking photos, and I want to get better at it.
Yeah.
Because even if I don't go into journalism after high school, I think, I love taking photos. So yeah. I think that'll be useful, even if it's just for like fun stuff that I do with people.
Yeah.
So I go to that. And then I go to Singers, which I really like Singers because choir music's great. It's not, I'm going to be honest, choir music is not like my thing.
Oh, okay.
It's really not.
It's not what gets you up in the morning.
No, choir music is not my thing. I'm not like a music ed person. And it's great if some people are. But I really love the class because of like the people in there and mm-hmm. It's just like a fun group that we just sing. And I think it's useful too, because I do like worship team stuff. Yep. So being in a class with a teacher that's specialized in that, like that helps you. Because I want to get better on like training my voice, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like leading every week.
Shout out to the choir person.
Yes, Mr. Cross. Shout out.
Mr. Cross. He's a fan. I'm a fan of him.
Yes. He's,
I was going to say he's a fan. I'm a fan of him.
He's probably a fan of the podcast. I've talked to him about
it. He probably is.
Yeah. I can get him on here too.
There you
go. We're just coming up with all kinds of people right now.
Yeah.
But I do love the class, and he's a great teacher, really useful on learning, like also how to learn harmonies. Because if you are in choir, you know, like there's alto and soprano. So I usually do alto. And usually that means you're singing like the harmonies for the song, which is not really like useful if I don't want to go into choir stuff. But then just in regular everyday songs, it helps me hear harmony parts better, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It
helps on worship team.
Yes, it does. Because so eventually I want to be able to lead harmonies on the worship team, even though that's not my strong suit right now.
Yeah.
But it's a fun group of people. It's like there's 30 something of us this year. Last year there was 28 or something, and now there's like 32, but it's small enough where it's like a fun group of people, and we get to go to New York this year.
Ooh,
so
fancy.
Big time trip.
Big
to
time
New York.
Trip. Big time.
So I'm excited about that. But yeah,
that's where the Statue of Liberty is.
Yeah, I do. I do know that.
So just
we get to see that. We get to see the Statue of Liberty. We get to go to a couple Broadway plays. I've never been to New York.
I know.
Are you going to New York?
I'm your dad. I know you're
going to show up on the trip.
I'm going. Mr. Cross, I'm in. I want to go to New York.
I think my friends would like that more than I would.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Your friends love me. That's a true statement.
My friends love you more than me.
Yeah. Well,
all of them.
You know.
Every single one.
That's what I can't help it. Okay. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing that mm-hmm. goes on. So you've got Singers. So you've got journalism, some AP course, and mm-hmm. then Singers. And then you eat lunch at some point at school. Then you've got after school. So apparently you just hang out, take pictures, and sing all day. So it sounds like. So then after school, what's your week look like? What do you do after school? Like, what does Briley go do? Does she go work a job?
No, I don't work a job.
Maybe she should. What else?
I do babysit.
Busy.
I babysit sometimes.
Okay.
That's kind of my job right now. I don't really have time
yeah.
at the moment to get like a full job, but I would like to eventually.
Right.
Right now I'm working a lot, like you said, on golf, because that's a lot more work than you think it is. Like you have to practice every day
mm-hmm.
Or working out after school. But yeah, I like playing golf, especially this time of year. And when it gets a little cooler, it'll feel real good.
You like to work out?
No, I actually don't like to work out.
It seemed like
I
you were
need
a workout
to work
person
out.
In a second.
I like when I get into a workout program because then I'm motivated. But I don't particularly like it when I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go work out. That doesn't hype me up. But then when I am working out, I'm more excited.
What kind of stuff do you do to work out? Do you lift a lot of weights? Are you a weightlifter?
No, I'm not
a
weightlifter.
Are you a powerlifter?
No.
Are you a runner?
No.
Are you...
We're running out of workouts. This summer I worked out. I would go and run in the mornings. Both of us would. We would just like randomly.
Yeah, I was going as a support to you.
Yeah.
And then you just stopped.
Well, because it got really hot.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. I'm not.
That's true. There's that. I mean, it did
I'm
get
just
hot.
Kidding. I don't complain, guys. No, it was fun though. I think I'm not a distance runner.
Okay.
Like, we've talked about the book that you just read in an entire day, and you got for me the book by Sydney McLaughlin, Lebroni. Her book, Far Beyond Gold. That's what it's called, right?
That's what it's called.
Yeah. I'm about to start reading that book, and we should probably talk about it on a future episode because it's going to be really good.
I've read it. Phenomenal. Great book.
It's a great book. She has an incredible story, but she's like all into running. And
she's the fastest woman on earth. She's probably into running.
Well, because you were reading it and you were like, oh, this is you and this is you. I was like, yeah, I basically am her. I just don't run.
If you just take out all the track part, you and her are very similar people.
And very I like cardio, but just like running and running, like there's nowhere, you're not going anywhere. Well, you're just running.
Okay. Well, what cardio do you do?
I like a low impact workout that's like not really a workout program, but it is exciting and fun, is whenever I'm with friends, I love Just Dance.
Okay. Just Dance.
I'm obsessed. Okay. It's so fun because it's very like upbeat, keeps you going. Plus then there's a competition part of it. Like who can get the highest score.
So you're a competitor.
Yeah. But not with running. just with other things. But we have a Peloton bike. I love Peloton program stuff.
Okay.
So Peloton bike, Peloton,
You know what's funny is you said, you know, running is just you run in circles and you don't get anywhere. And yet a Peloton, you literally are not getting anywhere.
Okay, but that's like, it's different. I don't know. Because also usually there's an instructor on the screen that's hyping you up and they're like, yeah, you got this. Just keep going. And then they'll play like upbeat music. So yeah, okay. I do like bike rides and I like certain Peloton programs. I've done like a golf workout program that is some lifting weights, but also cardio, like all into one. Cause I'm not like weightlifting isn't my thing, but I do like incorporating it into stuff.
So you do school during the day, you take your sister to school, you bring your sister home.
Yeah.
Just about most days, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes she has to go do another thing, which we'll talk about with her later.
Or if she'll make me go to Starbucks, something like that.
And yeah, somehow Starbies is the place to go, right? It's where you're always going to Starbucks. So you do that. You come home. Do you work out every day?
Cut that out. Cut that part out. I try, but some days no.
Okay. It depends
because like on Wednesday, I go from school to then... I was doing an after school thing, but then I ended up dropping that. But it was it's from school to going home and getting ready real quick. And then I'm back at church early practicing, leading with the worship team and everything. And then I usually go out to eat with friends afterwards. So like days like that, it's harder for me to get like a real good workout in.
Yeah. And the days that we play golf,
it's pretty intense. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the first time you and I walked 9 holes.
You're
going to
make
course.
Me sound lazy.
No,
it's I not, don't like this.
You walk 9 holes carrying a bag.
Yeah, I didn't like that
The very first time you ever
day.
Did it. You did.
I had a headache and I had not eaten that afternoon either.
And it was a heat advisory.
It was a heat advisory day. You were like, let's go golf when it's 95.
Well, don't, like, you're blaming me for this. Like, it's you made me go on a heat advisory day.
You did.
I didn't change the weather. But it was, so it was a hot day. Mm-hmm. There was an air quality alert.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't the best first day
no.
to go.
It's
carry.
A good, the golf course we went to was pretty good. I liked it and I would go back. But like the golf team from school was there because you were talking with the coach and they were like, are you guys going to play another 9? I was like, absolutely not. Not today. Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah,
today,
it was hot. It was miserable. But yeah, what part of the game of golf are you liking?
I think I like that it's a really good workout, honestly, when you do it. And you can also like do it after high school because there's never been one sport that's just been my sport. I tried basketball when I was like in kindergarten and absolutely hated it. We'll never do it again. Now, like, I love watching basketball games. Going to basketball games, that's so fun, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
And I like tried out a couple things briefly, but then I don't know. There's never been one that's really stuck out to me. But golf, I think, is fun because even when I graduate high school, I can play that for pretty much the rest of my life. And it's still a good workout, but then when I get like really old, I can just modify it.
Yeah. That's what I love about golf. It's fun. You don't have to have like a team of people to go do it. You can just go
with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's super chill. So.
Yeah. It's a chill, like I'm a pretty chill person too.
You've also done a little pickleball.
Yes, I do love pickleball. Pickleball's fun.
Yeah, that's new.
And that's a thing that, I do like that too. Because those are two like kind of completely different because golf is pretty like chill. I mean, it's a workout, but it's chill. But then pickleball is like high energy pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So you do, you also do worship team.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Well, right now we have a pretty small-ish group. Mm-hmm. I would say smaller than like what I've been a part of in the past, mm-hmm. of group of people at our church right now, but we're trying to grow and trying to grow the student team up. So I have always loved singing, and I sang probably for the last like year or so on the worship team for mm-hmm. Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And I'm usually up there because I project pretty loud and I'm confident when I sing, but I had never played an instrument. So it's just like, you need me to sing, I'll be there. But anything else I can't do.
Right. Do you remember me trying to get you to play instrument a long time ago whenever you were a kid? Do you remember me saying you should play this instrument? And then you were like, okay.
With
and
guitar?
You never did.
Or was it something else?
Everything. I bought you a guitar when you were a kid.
Well, because, yeah, I did. I tried learning guitar when I was like
need it. I'm good.
8 or 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I did it for a couple of weeks. I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun. But I'm going to be honest. I hated that it hurt my fingers. Like 8-year-old me was like, this is painful. This is not fun, which it doesn't actually hurt that bad. But I was like, little me did not want to do that. And it was a long process. It's hard to learn a new instrument.
Sure.
But this summer I thought, you know what, this is actually fun because the girl that had been helping out with our youth group, is a phenomenal guitar player, but she ended up going off to college. So she can't be there every Wednesday night.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out.
But, anyways, so yeah, somebody needed to step up and do it. So I was like, okay, I'll learn this and try to figure out a little bit how to do it. I knew some people from school that play guitar and different instruments like that. And I think guitar is fun because you can pick it up and just play something fun when you're with people, or it can be like a genuinely pretty fun thing, and easy to work with for a worship team. Yeah. I wanted to be able to just pick it up and lead wherever I can be.
Yeah.
And if somebody needs it, like you can literally lead with just a guitar.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of where I was at with that.
So this summer, let me get this right.
Mm-hmm.
You started a podcast, which and one of the things that our listeners need to hear and know is that like, all of the graphics, all of that, you and Britton sat down and like figured all that out. You were the designers behind it all. It was hours.
Work.
The music that gets played in the podcast at the beginning and the end, you picked all that out.
Yeah, somebody asked me about that. They were like, did you create that? I said, we listened to this long list of like song after song where we'd be like, that's not the one. That's not the one. And then we narrowed it down and then kept going. So yeah, we picked the music. We cut out, like, this is a brand new sign.
Yeah.
But our other one that we had that we had been using the first few weeks was like, it was a lot of work to make that sign.
Yeah.
And a lot of work to like set the room up and figure out. And then we got all done with it and it was like, oh, this is so fun. And then we were like, oh, okay, now we have to talk.
Yeah.
So even talking is kind of hard to learn how to talk just naturally on a podcast.
Yeah. So you got, even in that, going back, so you began by putting together all the formats.
Mm-hmm.
Then you actually recorded several episodes multiple times.
And hated them.
To
they
get
were bad.
Through. Why were they bad?
I just did not know how to talk. I thought I did. I talked to people.
You've been talking all that your whole life. So you've done that multiple times. You looked through that. So you even went to the editing board and you were like, okay, this doesn't work. This does work. You did all that this summer. Then produced a podcast at the end of the summer while you were learning to play golf, while you were learning to play guitar, while you were setting up, learning even like our planning center services to put together a worship team, to have people scheduled, all of these things while you were then driving for the first time really a lot, while you were running during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of all that, where did you find time to do anything else? Did you do anything else?
I mean, yeah, because it's honestly like it's really, I was doing a lot, but it was on kind of a schedule where I could work around it, you know? So like I can go and play golf pretty much any time, unless there's a specific practice with the team. But other than that, like I can work that into whatever time I need to do it. Guitar is just anytime I find 30 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, however long I want it to be, I can pick it up and learn some more chords or figure out strumming different things with that. The podcast is just anytime we can fit it in. Again, it's kind of like an interesting schedule. But yeah, we had a fun trip over the summer. We went to the Ark and the Creation Museum, the Ark and Kings Island. And we went to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say it. I hate roller coasters. So that was a really interesting trip for me. But I did go on roller coasters.
Okay, let me ask this question. I'm sure our listeners want to know. Mm-hmm. What is it about a roller coaster you don't like?
It's the height. Well, actually, no, because I thought it was the height. But then when I actually like got up there, you know, most of them will go really, really slow. And yep. That part didn't bother me at all because I was just like, oh, look at all the things around us. This is so cool. That first drop, I was like, I'm going to die. I'm never getting on this thing again. It was like an instant thing. I was like, I don't like this. This is not for me.
The drop is the best part.
No, that's the part I don't like, though.
That's the part. Well, then.
Well, maybe if I like did more, then it would be more fun. But you never forced me to go on roller coasters as a kid, so it's probably your fault.
I don't know how that's my fault to not force you to go on roller coasters. I will say.
Well, I'm going to force my kids so then they're not, then they don't have problems.
Well, then you have to go on them
it.
Again.
What? No, I'll make their dad take them.
So shout out to whoever that dad's going to be
yes.
one day that you're going to
marry somebody who loves roller coasters. Actually, yeah. I don't really care. But
the roller coaster things was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It was a fun weekend.
We had a great time. It was really fun. So you had a pretty packed summer.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next big thing for Briley? What's she going to do? What's next for the Briley Caldwell that has all of this great life, incredible friends? What's next?
I think because it's my junior year, so it's like we're not quite to senior year where we're going off to college yet, but it's also I've been in high school for a little bit, so I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I think this year I want to grow relationships with friends, even if like find some new friends, but also the friends that I do have, just kind of get to know them better.
Mm-hmm.
And do more things social this year now that I can drive to.
Right.
And then multiple people want me to learn piano. I don't know how I feel about that because
yes.
I just learned guitar.
Do piano too.
But if I could learn both, that'd be great. Because
I think you should play the accordion because okay. it's got a little bit of a piano on one side.
Mm-mm.
Right? That's the instrument that has the piano. Or is it buttons? Either way.
I think you should learn the accordion.
I will.
I was joking. Don't do that. No, okay.
Oh goodness, I could come to your school and play the accordion.
Okay, cut.
I could ask your choir, Mr. Cross, if you need an accordion player.
I'm going to go through and edit that part out so that nobody hears
that. You're going to play the piano.
But I might learn piano, yeah, because okay. then like piano and guitar are both needed in a worship setting. I think guitar is something that you can do anywhere, so I'm glad I picked that up first, mm-hmm. and I want to continue to learn how to get better at that.
Yeah.
But I think piano is cool. It adds a lot of dynamics and stuff to music when you're doing a worship team. So yeah. I might end up doing that. And I really want this podcast to be really cool. I want to reach out to some fun people. Not that you're not fun, but like some more fun people.
Awesome.
I want to reach out to some people that have impacted my life other than just you.
Okay.
And then, eventually talk to some influential people that have impacted like a lot of people, not just me. Yeah. And that I don't,
you know, I've impacted a lot of people
and that I don't know. Okay. People that I don't like know personally though.
Okay. Okay.
And I could hear their story. So yeah. I want to, do a little bit more with that.
Awesome.
And yeah. Other than that, we're just living life, so.
Okay. Do you think you worry less now since you've started the podcast, or do you think you worry more?
I think I worry less, but I think it can be a little more stressful because I think worry and stress are two different things.
Okay.
Because worry is almost like worried that it's not gonna turn out good or something like that. And I don't think that that's necessarily what I'm worried about. It's just stressful because it's like, am I going to say the right things? Is it going to sound good on here? Am I going to look good on camera? When's this coming out? You know, mm-hmm. I'm running Instagram stuff now. So how does that all work? So yeah, I think it can be a little more stressful, like especially since we're starting a brand new school year, but I don't think I worry as much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll take that as a win. I think that's a really good statement that the way I think about that is worry is a decision we make. Stress mm-hmm. is what comes on us, right?
Yeah.
So like worry is the decision. So we just shouldn't worry. Mm-hmm. So great. Well, I'm glad I got to sit down and interview you today.
Thanks. It was fun. I don't know if anybody will listen to it, but
I don't know.
But I hope they do.
I had a good time.
They'll probably listen to it because you're the one interviewing.
That's probably it because I've got a huge following.
Yes.
So you're welcome for the boost in ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this has been great.
Yes,
I can't wait until next time whenever I sit down with your sister.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. That'll
thank
be one you,
you
don't want to miss.
For doing the podcast with me today.
No problem.